All right, let's have a word of prayer before we get started. Father, I pray that you take this message, Lord. Everything that we've done here today has been on purpose. Everything's been intentional, from the worship to the prayer to the giving to the demonstration from the teenagers and testimonies of what you've done in their lives this week. It's all on purpose. It's all for you. It's all in worship and adoration of a God that loves us more than we could ever possibly understand. So would you take the message now? Would you let it burn in our hearts? Maybe teach us a new idea or rekindle an old flame in our heart. But whatever you do, God, let it be your way. Not mine, not ours, but your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know you just got comfortable, but let's go ahead and stand and let's read the first scripture in your bulletin there, Genesis 1. Let's read that together. The reason I'm making you stand up is I want you to really pay attention to what it says and really listen to what the Word of God says about this. Okay, here we go. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the cattle according to their kinds, and everything that creeps upon the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Thank you. You may be seated. I'm going to use for the message today a portion of that verse, Genesis 1:26, as our verse of focus. It says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness." Did you know something? The reason that God is not bad is because he is good. And you say, well, that's pretty obvious, but think about it for a minute. The reason that God is not bad, the reason God does not do bad, it's because God is good. And so therefore, he's good. And the thing is we as the people of God, we're to behave like God. The Bible said that we're created in his likeness, in his image. And if the reason that God is not bad is because God is good, then maybe the reason that we do bad is because we're not doing good. I had a hard time coming up with the title for this message, and so I'm going to share with you some of the failed attempts for this message. I was going to call this sermon Misunderstood, Good and Bad. I thought about calling this sermon We Don't See What's Really Wrong with Sin. I thought about calling it We're Looking at the Wrong Outcome of Our Sin. Then I thought about this title, We Have Missed God's Purpose While Fulfilling Our Own. Then I thought about this, Our Wrong Destroyed His Right. But I settled on this title for the sermon today, The Real Tragedy. I'm going to tell you a story, a true story, and I think the reason for the title will become more obvious as the sermon goes on. Her name is Kimberly Diane Leach. She was a seventh grader in Lake City, Florida. Her 12-year-old body was found raped, beaten to death, and hidden underneath a collapsed hog barn. The man responsible for that was Theodore Robert Bundy, Ted Bundy. He was 42 years old, and he was found guilty of the rape and murder of a 12-year-old Kimberly Diane Leach. The police had hard evidence that tied him to the killing of 30 different people. He confessed to and gave the gruesome details to some 18 murders. In Colorado, he admitted to and gave the details to the murder of Julie Cunningham, 26 years old. Karen Campbell, 24 years old. Denise Oliverson, 24 years old. Melanie Cooley, 18 years old. Shelley Robertson, 24 years old. In Utah, he admitted to the murder of Melissa Smith, 17 years old. Laura Amy, 17 years old. Nancy Baird, 23 years old. Nancy Wilcox, 16 years old. Debbie Kent, 17 years old. Sue Curtis, 15 years old. Debbie Smith, 17 years old. In Oregon, he confessed to the murders of Kathleen Parks, 20 years old. Rita Lorraine Jolly, 17 years old. Vicki Haler, 24 years old. In Florida, he confessed to the murder of Margaret Bowman, 21 years old. Lisa Levy, 20 years old. And Kimberly Leach, the girl whose picture is in front of you right now, 12 years old. He was suspect in 20 additional cases of gruesome rape and murder and dismemberment. And he was sentenced to death in the electric chair for the murder of this little girl. The date is Tuesday, January 24th, 1989. And at 6:30 a.m., the guards came to his cell and they handcuffed Theodore Robert Bundy. They escorted Ted to the ready room and shaved his head and the calf of his right leg to improve the electrical conductivity. He was dressed in a light blue button-down shirt and dark blue pants. He was then escorted to the execution room. He looked in the room at the oak electric chair built in 1923 by inmates of that prison. They had nicknamed the chair Old Sparky. The time is now 7:01 a.m. and Ted is as white as a ghost. He walks by the 12 witnesses waiting and watching at the side of the room. One of those witnesses was State Trooper Ken Robinson, who had found all that was left of this 12-year-old little girl. Bundy took his place on the oak throne. They strapped his waist, they strapped his chin, his ankles, and his hands to that chair. A metal skull cap was placed on his head. The state prison superintendent, Tom Barton, asked Bundy if he had any last words. Bundy said, "I'd like for you to give my love to my family and my friends." Time is now 7:05 a.m. Bundy's eyes glance back and forth like a caged animal realizing his plight. His eyes fastened to the side on the anonymous executioner wearing a black hood. Most people believe it was a woman that pulled the switch because of all the crimes that he had committed against innocent women. They placed a similar black hood over Bundy's head so that they couldn't see the sudden shock and the results of it. At 7:06 a.m., the executioner pulls the switch, and for 60 seconds, a 2,000-volt shock charges through the body of Theodore Robert Bundy. People that were living in the surrounding communities had decided that at that time, they would use no power in their homes so that this man would get every bit of the electricity that was coming to him. There were celebrations, there were parties going on as this evil person was put to death. Smoke came from underneath the mask and from between his toes, and the shock was stopped. The prison doctor lifted the mask off of his face and shined a tiny physician's flashlight into his eyes. At 7:16 a.m. on January 24th in 1989, Theodore Robert Bundy's life on this earth was ended. Our nation's headlines said, "What a tragic story. What a tragic way to die." But may I propose to you this morning that the tragedy was not the way that Ted Bundy died. The tragedy, the real tragedy, was the way that Ted Bundy could have died, but did not. The tragedy was not the way that he lived. But the real tragedy is the way that he could have lived, but did not. The tragedy in Ted Bundy's life was not the things that he did. Those are tragic. But the real tragedy in his life are the things that he did not do. He would never have performed his evil acts of murder and hatred if he had only performed God's righteous acts of love and kindness. God created Ted Bundy to do God's will and not his own. The real tragedy in his life is that he did not do what he was created to do. When God created me, when God created you, he did not create us for ourselves, but for himself. He created us for him, for God's plan. And let me explain something to you. It is as much a tragedy for you and I to miss what God has created us for as it was a tragedy for Ted Bundy to miss what God had created Ted Bundy for. It's that much of a tragedy. God has a plan and God has a will for our lives. We are to walk with him and talk with him and to be in communion with him. And when we don't do that, when we choose to go our own way, it's a real tragedy. We are responsible to seek out what it is God wants to do with us, to find that, and then to do that. And it's a tragedy for us not to do so. Indeed, it was a tragedy what happened in Ted Bundy's life. But the real tragedy in Ted Bundy's life was the fact that he did not submit to the will of God, the will of God of the universe, who created him to do good. And it's as dangerous for you and me not to do what we were created to do as it was for Ted Bundy not to do what he was created to do. In the message today, I'm hoping to express to you and to make you understand that we've misunderstood good and bad. The fact that we don't really see what's wrong with our sin. The fact that we're looking at the wrong outcome of our sin. I want to express to you the fact that we have missed God's purpose while fulfilling our own. To make you understand that our wrongs, our sin, our wrongs have destroyed his plan for right. That's the issue of sin. That's the issue of bad. We were created, our lives are to be a constant search to find that purpose for which we were created. And that means every day of every week, of every month, of every year, for the rest of our lives, we were created to be in communion with God, to walk with him, to talk with him, to commune with him, to follow him, and to live our lives for him. That's what we're called to do. And that's what we as Christians are called to do, and that's what those lost people, those that are lost, are called to do as well. We are all God's children. We were all created by God for a purpose. And it is our responsibility to find that purpose and then fulfill that purpose. And it's a tragedy not to do so. First thing I'd like to say to you this morning, point number one, is you were created by God. Now, the world would tell us that we were hatched from an egg or we were descended from a monkey or whatever else, but let me just tell you, you were created by God, the same God that created Ted Bundy. In Genesis 1:26, we see that God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." Genesis 2:7 says, "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul." That was God. That was God that did that for us. We were all created by God. We are the creation of the Almighty God of the universe. We were not hatched from an egg. We were not descended from a monkey. It was God who created us, the same God that created Adolf Hitler and Mussolini and every evil person you could list since the dawn of time. God created them. He, just like he created us. When we go our own way, it's because we have forgotten it's God that created us. When we do our own thing, it's because we've forgotten that God created us. Adam and Eve were created by God. That's what the Bible says. And we better seal it in our hearts that we were created by God. We were created by him. He said, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb." That was God. That wasn't evolution. That was God. Number two, God did not create us for ourselves. God did not create us for ourselves. We get so caught up in this humanistic thinking that says man's way and man's will and man's desire and puts that stuff over God's way and God's will and God's desire that we don't even know what God is truly about anymore. We've gotten so skewed in our thinking, so turned around, so mixed up, so misunderstood that we don't even know who God is anymore. God created us for himself. For him. God did not create me for me. God did not give me the gifts and the talents that God gave me for me. He gave those to me to be used for him, to be turned around and given back to him. Let's read Revelations 4:11 together. It's there in your bulletin. Worthy art thou, O our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou didst create all things, and by thy will they existed and were created. Ted Bundy's mistake was that he thought God made him for himself. And here's the thing. God created us for his pleasure, by his will, by his decision. We were created to be with him, to be in relationship with him. And whether you're saved or whether you're lost, whether you're right with God or whether you're wrong with God, no matter what, where you're at in life, our lives are to be a pleasure to God. That is our purpose. That is what we were created for, to bring him pleasure. We were made for him, and we are to be living our lives for him. Ted Bundy, he made a mistake. What did he do? He took his life and he lived it for himself. But Ted Bundy's life was to be lived for God. That's why God created him. His life belonged to God. According to Psalm 91:16, the Bible says, "With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Ted Bundy, he made a mistake. He took his hands and he used his hands for himself. But his hands were not given to him for himself. His hands were given to him to be used for God. Proverbs 7:2-3 says, "Keep my commandments and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart." Ted Bundy took his feet and he used his feet for what he wanted to use his feet for. But his feet weren't given to him to be used for himself. His feet were given to him to be used for God. That's why God gave him his feet. The Bible says in Psalm 119:59, it says, "I have considered my ways and I have turned my steps to your statutes." Ted Bundy, he made a mistake. He took his eyes and used his eyes for what he wanted to use his eyes for. But his eyes belonged to God. His eyes were to be used for God's purpose and for what God wanted. Psalm 101:3 says, "I will not look with approval on anything that is vile." Ted Bundy made a mistake. He took his voice and he used his voice for what he wanted to use his voice for. But Ted Bundy's voice belongs to God. Psalm 26:7 says, "Proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds." Our voice is to be used to tell of the wonderful things that God has done in our lives. But what do? We use our voice to holler out the window at the guy that cut us off. And I'm guilty of it too. We take what was given to us to be used by God and we use it for our own benefit, for our own purpose, for our own way. And then when God wants to use it, we say, "Ah, I'm busy." You know? Man, shame on us. The mistake that Ted Bundy made is the very same mistake that you and I make. We have forgotten that we were not created for ourselves, but we were created for God. We were created for him. That's why he gave us hands. That's why he gave us feet. That's why he gave us eyes. That's why he gave us a voice. Ted Bundy made a mistake. He took his body and he used his body for what he wanted to use it for. But Ted Bundy's body belonged to God. Ted Bundy's body was created for God. According to 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You're bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Ted Bundy took his mind and he used his mind for what he wanted to use it for. But his mind belongs to God. And God created his mind for God's purpose. According to Philippians 2:5, says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Ted Bundy made a mistake. He took his ears and he used his ears for what he wanted to use them for. But those ears were created to be used by God. Psalm 78:1, "My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth." He took his strength and used his strength for what he wanted to use it for. But his strength was to be used by God for God's purpose. "My soul is weary with sorrow." Psalm 119:28, "Strengthen me according to thy word." He took his ability to labor and he used it for what he wanted to use it for. He used it for his own selfish purposes. But his ability to labor was given to him by God to be used for God. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. It's not in vain when you give your work to the Lord, because that's the purpose for which you were created. Yes, Ted Bundy made a mess of his life, but he made a mess of his life the same way that I'll make a mess of my life, the same way you'll make a mess of your life, is by forgetting we were created by God, forgetting we were created for God, and to be used in His work, in His kingdom work. Every gift that we have, everything that we are, the air that we breathe, the life that we enjoy, all of us were given to us. All of those things were given to us as a gift by God so we could take those things, turn around, and give them back to Him. And I know people don't want to hear that, but that is the truth of the matter. My job is to tell you the truth, and the truth is God created us. He created us in His image. He created us to be like Him, and anything less than that is a tragedy. It blows my mind. I look back over my life and I think about the gifts and the talents and all the things that God put in me when He put together my life. And I use those things to make money. I use those things to have my own way. I use those things to succeed in business and all these other things. And then would take those things and hold on to those gifts and say, no, God, you're not getting them. And they were given to me by God for a purpose. And that purpose is His purpose, not mine. Everybody today screaming about their rights. I want my rights. I want my rights. Did it dawn on anybody? God has rights too. God has rights to me. God has rights to you. God has rights. He said we were bought with a price. And let me remind you, it was a very hefty price. That price was the blood of His own Son, His only Son, and He has rights. He created us. He did not create us for ourselves. He created us for Himself, and He has a right to our life. He has a right to our hands, to our eyes, to our voice, to our body, to our mind, to our ability to labor and our strengths. And you might say in your heart, baloney to all of this God stuff, but whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, we were created by God for a purpose. We were created by God because we belong to God. Number three, God created us to do good. God created us to do good. When God created us, He did not say, I think I'll create you just not to do bad. That was not His original intent. His original intent was to create you to do good. Why? Because we're created in His likeness, in His image. And the reason that God does not do bad is because God is good, and God created us in His likeness, so God created us to do good. And the problem with sin, the problem with wrong, is that it oftentimes keeps us from doing the good that we were created to do. I watch it all the time. People let sin, and you know what? We all sin. We're all sinners. I'm talking me, you, everybody. We're all sinners, and we let that sin stop us from doing the things that God truly wants to do with us, because we've forgotten that we were created to do good. Let's read Psalm 34, verse 14 together. It's there in your bulletin, 34:14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. When God created you, He did not say, I think I'll create you not to murder. No, when God created you, when God created me, He said, I will create you to give life. Genesis 1:28 says, be fruitful and multiply. After God blessed them, that's what He said. God created us. He did not say, I don't think I'll create you not to steal. No, He said, I will create you to be honest and work hard for your living, which is the opposite of stealing. Genesis 3:19, in the sweat of your face, you will eat bread till you return to the ground. We've got it all backwards when it comes to sin. We're looking at the wrong part of our sin. It's not the sin that we commit that is the issue. The issue is the good that we could have done while we were committing the sin. That's the issue. And anything, doing anything less than that is a tragedy. It's a tragedy. God created Ted Bundy to do good. That was his purpose for Ted Bundy's life. Wicked, vile, evil man that he was, God had a purpose for his life, and that purpose was good. The same purpose he has for every life in this building, my life, your life, and every other life out there on the planet is good. When God created us, he did not say, I think I'll create you not to use filthy language. No, instead, he said, I think I'll create you to use pure and holy and uplifting words. Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. When God created us, he did not say, I think I'll create you not to lie. No, God said, I'll create you to tell the truth. He who walks uprightly and works righteousness, Psalm 15:2, and speaks the truth in his heart. When God created us, he did not say, I think I'll create you not to do evil things. No, that's not what he said. God said, I'll create you to do good. We read it in Psalm 34:14. Turn from evil and do good. Our whole life ought to be wrapped up in the pursuing of good, not running from the bad. We're all mixed up about this sin thing. We're missing the mark. We're all confused. We don't see what's really wrong with our sin. We're looking at the wrong outcome of our sin. We've missed God's purpose while fulfilling our own. Our wrong is destroying his right. What a tragedy. When God created us, his ultimate purpose was not the absence of evil. It was the presence of good. He wants good in your life. That's the issue of bad. We were not created for the absence of bad, but for the presence of good. When we do our own thing, when we go our own way, when we fulfill our own will, it is a real tragedy. It's a tragedy just like Ted Bundy's life was a tragedy. And you say, well, the tragedy in Ted Bundy's life is that wicked, violent, and evil person he became. But I say to you, no, it's not. The tragedy in Ted Bundy's life is that he did not do the good that he was created to do, and as a result, he did something else. Because he wasn't busy doing the things that God had for him to do. The tragedy came when he wasn't living for God, and then as a result of that, even more tragedy came. The real tragedy in Ted Bundy's life was not what he did, but what he did not do, and that same tragedy could be said for every one of us. Tragedy is not the evil thing or the bad thing that we're doing. The real tragedy is the righteous thing we're not doing. The real tragedy is not what we're doing wrong. The real tragedy is what we're not doing right. The tragedy is not the evil place that we may go. The tragedy is the good place that we won't go. The tragedy is not the result of us going our own way. The tragedy is the lack of God's results from not going God's way. We've got it all backwards. We look at the sin and we think sin's the issue. This is what keeps me from doing what I need to do for God is because I struggle with this or I struggle with that. No, the issue with that is that we end up keeping ourselves from following God and doing the purpose for which we were created. And it just may be that the more good that we do, the less bad that will be easier for us to do. It just may be that if we wrap our lives up in the doing of good, in the purpose of being good and doing good like God intended us to do, we might just start treating people better. We might just get along better with people. You know what? Our Big Mac might come out of the drive-thru better. I don't know. I'm hoping. But they just keep screwing it up, and I just keep giving them grace, and it's not getting any better, but I have faith in God. We've got it all backwards. The tragedy is not what you do. Number four, the tragedy is not what you do. And this is my last point, as much as what you don't do. We were created to be in relationship with God. We were created to be in communion with God. We were created to follow God. We're created to walk with Him. And we were bought with a price. We're all mixed up. We think the issue is sin, and it's not. It's righteousness. The issue is not sin. The issue is righteousness.